Willkommen bei All About the Dress, dem Podcast rund ums Brautkleid. Hier erfährst du alles, was du wissen willst, wenn du dich für Brautkleider interessierst und für alles, was dazugehört. Präsentiert von Doris und powered by All About Dreams.
Willkommen zurück zu All About the Dress. Das Brautkleid, die Magie und die Leidenschaft, die teilen viele Menschen mit mir, sonst würden sie auch nicht jede Woche oder immer mal wieder einen Podcast hören. Heute habe ich mir einen Gast eingeladen, der diese Leidenschaft auch teilt. Eine Premiere, heute gibt es eine englische Episode, also switchen wir jetzt zum Englischen. So, now in English. My guest today is Ramona Southard. Ramona is one of the persons who inspired me to implement my podcast. So thank you very much, Ramona, for this inspiration, even if you didn't know.
You're welcome. I can't wait.
And more, Ramona is the owner of the Love and Lace Bridal Salon in Irvine, Orange County. For our audience, this is a university city in California with about 307,000 people living there. According to the FBI, Ramona, Irvine is the city with the lowest crime rate in the USA. Mm-hmm. I found it very interesting because I was not aware of that at all. And it is a university and high school city, and that means a lot of young people and possible brides, which is more interesting for me than the crime rate, to be true. Ramona, welcome. I'm so glad we can do that interview together. Would you like to introduce yourself a little bit?
Sure. Thank you for having me, Doris. So my name is Ramona Southard. I have owned Love and Lace Bridal in the last 8 years. We are in Irvine. Yes, one of the safest cities in the U.S. I have been doing bridal actually just 8 years. I started right when I opened the salon. I was not in bridal before. And I am in the thick of it now. And as Doris mentioned, I do have a podcast that we started about 4 years ago. It's called The Gown and Beyond. But I am here to talk with Doris and get to know her better and just learn about the bridal industry all across the world.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So you talked about your bridal salon. Do you say salon or store, or how would you call it?
Bridal salon.
Salon.
Yeah, that's okay. What we call it.
that sounds a little bit more chic. And chic is what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. So when did you start exactly?
I started December of 2013. So that's when we opened. So we just had 8 years.
That's wonderful. In 2 years, you do your anniversary.
That's right. A big one.
Yeah, wonderful. I will do my anniversary 10 years this year in June, so I have to think about activities. Ooh. And parties and champagne and snacks and friends and customers. Why did you start your salon? What inspired you?
What did I do? So I am an attorney, a lawyer by trade, and that's what I did. After I got out of school, and I practiced law for about 7 years, and I hated almost every minute of it. It was not something I enjoyed. And I have a very supportive husband that encouraged me to just, okay, then let's figure out what you want to do. I grew up in my parents' tailor shop. My parents were tailors, seamstresses. So I've always been around clothes. I've always been around that aspect of it. And so for me, it was kind of a natural progression to look into that aspect. I never thought we would do bridal, but looking around to see what we could buy, I wanted to own my own business. That I knew for sure. That entrepreneur part of me was just ingrained from my parents. And there was an existing bridal salon for sale nearby. So we looked into buying that. We almost put an offer, and we realized the night before that we wanted to gut everything and just tear it all down. And so then my husband said, you know, why are we paying these people all this money to basically get rid of everything they've done? Why don't we just start our own and see what happens? How hard can it be? And here we are 8 years later.
Smart husband.
Yeah, he is.
And I understand the part of a supportive husband because I have one too.
Who
also encouraged me for the business.
That's a big blessing.
One day I will tell you that story.
I can't wait.
Fun. Do you still feel the magic after all those years?
I do, and it always surprises me. There are moments, you know, it's not an everyday thing. It's maybe not even a weekly thing. But once in a while, I get wrapped up in a bride story or in that moment, and I find myself crying along with them. And those are the moments where I'm like, oh, okay, this is why we do what we do. So yes, not as often as at the beginning, but it's there. Do you?
Yes, absolutely. I feel exactly the same thing. When the pandemic started, I was like, did I lose my love, my passion for fashion dresses? And then I thought how to give a revival or how to find it again, how to dig in and to put it out. And the podcast for me was in fact one measure, and the other was to be aware of this is a special business, this is special customers you have, and a special surrounding, and don't let other people steal you that magic, or don't let the pandemic steal you that magic.
Yeah.
And I absolutely understand what you mean. You know, our brides think we go every day dancing to the store, and we are so happy to meet happy people, and everything is not fun and nice. And no. Yeah. Also, we have moments like in every business, especially when you work with people.
Yeah,
but I feel the same. There are moments, or the story of a bride, like you say, or a special dress, or a photo where I look at and say, "Oh God, what a wonderful dress!" Or a personality of a bride, or a situation like with a mother who shows all her love and not like I know what is best for you, and then I feel it and think, has not gone lost. It's still here.
It's
it is
still there.
Always, but it comes out at some special point. I absolutely understand your point. What do you think is the best part of your job?
The best part of my job. There's a lot. But one of the ones that I love the most is just seeing women, seeing brides, when they truly are themselves, when they give in to that confidence of, I am owning this dress, like this is what I want. It's like making that decision and just being confident in it, loving themselves, looking at themselves in the mirror and seeing themselves in a way they never thought that they would look. I love, and those are the stories that get me, you know, when a bride comes in and she just looks at herself for the first time and she's like, I never thought I could look this beautiful. And that's the part that I love, to just see that confidence come out and to know that we played a very, very, very small role in that. But to just give them that little like boost of confidence, that warms my heart.
Absolutely. I absolutely understand, again, also in this point, what you mean. I had made a podcast episode, a very short one at the beginning. You know, we're getting better and better. When I hear my first ones, I think, okay, could have done better, but that's a process. And one of the first ones was the magic of wedding dresses. And I think this magic is when a woman is wearing a dress, and what the dress gets out of her personality. When she, you know, when this glow comes, and when she is looking not more beautiful or more special, but it's this kind of being herself, and this is also what touches me most in all that situations.
So
now comes to the bad part. Which part do you not like so much?
Oh my goodness, that I can go on and on about. But we only have so much time. But I would say my least favorite part is the flip side of that. It's the bride when she tears herself down, when she criticizes herself, and also when her mom does it. As a mom of a young girl, that breaks my heart every time. Mm-hmm. When her friends do it, when all these people that are supposed to love on her, when they criticize her so much, and it turns into this contest of who can, you know, body shame her and body negative the most, that that is heartbreaking. And that's the part of this industry that I have such a hard time coming to grips with. And I feel like as one person, as one business owner, I am limited by what I can say. I can't step into that family dynamic and resolve these issues that have been going on for generations or for years. So all you can do is sit back and watch this train wreck unfold in front of you. Yeah. It's so hard. It's so hard.
That is also the most difficult part for me. We should open a business together as we have the same worst. When I have the situation and I have a wonderful, nice, warm-hearted bride, mm-hmm. and then she brings people where I'm wondering, yeah. why are you friends yes. with those people that yes. treat you so bad? Yeah, and this is also a hard part for me, especially to. Mm-hmm. Keep my mouth shut. Yeah. And as you said, yeah. You can't change relationships and dynamics that have been developed for years. Yeah. And I hate also the paper part with the invoices and the accounting. And,
yes. Yeah. Well, thankfully, my husband does that now. So my husband, 3 years ago, he left his full-time job and now works full-time for our company. And he does wonderful. All of, yes, yes, it is. So he does everything that I don't do and that I don't want to do. So it's great.
So you're very, very lucky.
I am.
Yes. I understand that. I have a supportive husband too, and he does part-time the controlling or accounting. Yeah. What would you call it? Controlling?
Accounting.
Accounting. Mm-hmm. And and when we have a fair or so, he does all those, you know, creating a show.
Wow.
All the things that I'm not really talented in.
That's
it's good
amazing.
To have different talents, you know?
Yeah, it balances. Yeah, absolutely.
What I would be interested in, do you have a dress code for your bridal stylists in the store?
No, I do not. So the only thing I don't allow are like flip-flops. Like here, we're in Southern California, so the beach is very close by. And in the summer, we all wear like the sandals. So that I don't want to see. I don't want to see sneakers, like gym sneakers. And jeans can have some holes in them, but not very many. Other than that, no. I encourage them actually to just express themselves in their through their clothing. We're in the fashion business at the end of the day, so I feel like fashion is an important aspect of it. And if I expect my brides to understand that, they need to see that there's different personalities throughout the salon and through the stylists.
Yeah, we discussed that in our team not a long time, but it was mm-hmm. an interesting discussion because I said from the one side, we do fashion. And mm-hmm. The bride expects us to understand something mm-hmm. about fashion. From the other side, I want not my bridal stylists to be better dressed, more attractive, or, you know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. than the bride. The bride is the center of the attention. And then we discussed, will we all have the same t-shirts or whatever? Yeah. And then I have a wonderful bridal consultant, and she said, you know, in whatever t-shirt you put me, I will still be the same, but I will not feel comfortable. And that was the same thing that I thought, okay, you better feel comfortable than you have you when you feel comfortable, you can do a better job, consultancy or whatever. Yeah. And so we decided against the dress code. But I know stores that have one, I think, feel comfortable. And I think the same thing, okay, we are not at the beach. We don't wear flip-flops very often. but I say also denim is something that I, depends on what denim. Yeah. You
know. Yeah.
So can be chic, can be not so chic.
Yeah, I mean, I've sent girls home or sent them to the store to buy something to change because they weren't appropriately dressed. Okay. So you just have to still, you know, have your limits. But for the most part, thankfully, we haven't had too many issues.
Yeah, I think there's a between two limits. It's a corridor. How do we call that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a corridor, and it's fine for me, and not too exaggerated, and not too
strict.
Absolutely. Now we have a pandemic, it might not surprise you. How do you choose your designers and collections for your store? Do you go to shows or do you choose online? Because I saw that you also have European labels in your collections. Yeah.
So we didn't have, obviously 2020, nobody had any shows happening. 2021, last year, we went to New York Bridal Market in October. But I didn't really pick up any new designers. It was just to basically just to get away and go somewhere because we could. But mostly I do a lot of internet research, or I would say Instagram research, in terms of just looking at new designers. And my passion is to bring designers that are not in other salons. I'm proud to say that I've launched the whole several designers to the United States because we picked them up and they were new and they're the first ones. So it's a mix. There's some more tried and true that have been around a little bit longer, but the big part of my designers are new. So I've learned enough now about dresses to be able to pick them from pictures. There's always the ones that come in and you're like, wow, I did not expect that. Or the fabric looks completely different in person. Thankfully, they're not that many. So there's enough. I mean, you buy a collection of 10 dresses and you understand that maybe 2, 3, 4 hopefully will sell a lot. There's always going to be some dead ones in there. But I'm hoping things get better and we can start going to shows again. I'm going to New York in April, so in a month and a half, and we'll see. Hopefully more designers show up for that. To answer your question, let's say pre-pandemic and during pandemic, a lot of it was just based on shows. So a lot of international designers traveled to the U.S. to showcase their gowns. How do you pick?
We have normally the shows. We have a big show in Barcelona, which is the biggest in Europe, I believe. Then there is an interesting show, a nice show in Milan, which is at the beginning of April. There is a smaller show for the more German, Austrian, central German customers in Munich, which will be end of this month, which is always the first one at the end of February. Normally, I loved to fly to London to the shows, especially as there have been 2 shows or 3 shows the same time and very different ones. I will not do that this time flying to London is not my favorite part, for the instance.
Gotcha.
In normal times, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have also 2 big shows in Germany, in Essen and in Düsseldorf. And, 1 show would be enough, but.
Yeah, of course.
And there are close from time, there are close from place. There are a lot of designers that have to do both shows. And of course, they are not excited, but because double cost, double,
Yeah.
This is crazy. But anyhow, yeah. They didn't make it to concentrate it to one show. Me personally, I hated to choose online from photos or from mm-hmm. presentations, because some of our designers, I have the experience, you know, they have the big good fabrics, they have mm-hmm. a wonderful working and mm-hmm. quality. But yeah. It happened that I have ordered things, and when the dress was there, I was just wondering, so
yeah,
oh my God, you will never sell that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and this was sometimes the surprise was a good one, and sometimes it was yeah. a very bad one. And I prefer going to the shows, you know, and having the model, seeing how is the dress, how is the model red, because it's a scratching yeah. or so, and yeah. Can she move up the hands mm-hmm. or whatever. And I prefer that, of course, much better. And I hate this online ordering.
Yeah.
And it's much less fun. No bubbly. No champagne, no snacks, no colleagues, you know.
Yeah, it is.
But I had a presentation, and I was participating with a friend. She was participating from her computer, of course, and we have agreed to have both some champagne and some snacks. So we have had a little bit of an impression of normal yeah. life, at
yeah.
least.
Yeah.
Of course, during the preparation of this interview, Ramona, I have watched your website carefully. I love these photos with the orange and red suits that you have worn. That was great.
Thank you.
And I saw that you have questions every bridal stylist answers. And I love mm-hmm. that. I picked out one that has a direct relationship to fashion, which you answered. And that was, what is one famous person that you feel describes your personal fashion style? And your answer was Eva Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, Eva Mendes is a great actress, but I could not describe her fashion style with a few words. Can you?
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, she's like the quintessential kind of dark Latina, even though I'm not Latina, but curvy woman. She's very colorful. She's not afraid to take risks in terms of like bold colors. She wears things that are fitted to show off her curves. And I love that. I love that so much. We try to do that for our brides too, the ones that are plus size. We have so many fitted dresses for them. I don't carry ball gowns. I don't even carry them. And the minute they put on a nice fitted dress and they see their curves in that dress, they're so amazed. So I love anybody that encapsulates that and encourages that. And to me, Eva does that a lot.
Okay, I understand what you mean, but this was not so obvious for me. But
yeah,
now where you say it, I understand it.
Thank you.
Do you have an iconic bridal gown in mind that impressed you last or during history or?
I think what has become iconic for us and for me, it's been not necessarily one gown. It's one designer that we have that basically all her gowns are the same. It's just the top is different. Can I say her name?
Yes.
Okay.
We're talking.
Okay. Okay, good. So her name is Alyssa Kristen. She is a Chicago-based designer, but she does everything in fitted crepe. So everything is crepe. The bottoms, they all look the same, nice fitted. The back has so many seams, and the godets are beautiful, big, long trains. And then the tops are just very simple as well. It's just, do you want square neckline? Do you want round? Do you want thick straps? Do you want thin straps? So there's just so much variation with that, but the base of it is identical. She just moves and tweaks the little things. So to me, that's my iconic dress, because it looks amazing on a size 0 and it looks amazing on a size 26. You know, and it's just, to me, that is the modern woman, just like very clean, simple, fitted, and very chic. So That's my definition of iconic.
I love that. I always have a dress in mind, but I love the idea of a designer and the style and of this clean chic that thank God came now more and more. Yes. Because I have seen so much lace the last 10 years. And, you know, I think a designer is great and a master when he or she, whatever, makes it that a gown doesn't depend on the size to look amazing. Yeah. And I think it's so easy to make gowns that look amazing in size 2 or 4. Yeah. It's also not so difficult to make gowns that look amazing in size 18 or 20, but not yeah. in smaller sizes. But it's very rare to find a designer that creates gowns that are looking great in all sizes. And that is for me the real masterpiece, and the biggest challenge to make yeah. it always look great. Yeah. This is magic, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I had a gown in mind when I was thinking about the questions. Oh, there are so much questions I want to ask you, Ramona.
Good.
When I was thinking about a question, I had a gown in mind that was a Paris Hilton Oscar de la Renta.
Oh, the
even that was lace. It's not that I hate lace. I love lace.
Yeah.
But I have seen so much lace. And yeah. No,
same.
And
yep.
What I loved about the dress, that's Oscar de la Renta. I mean, this is this was perfect. Not too much, not too less, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a huge fan of the women in it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that.
You know, yeah. I when I saw the photos of Paris's wedding, and I thought this is such a beautiful gown, such a wonderful thing that you can wear, and she looked so bored, you know.
Like, yeah.
I was thinking, give it to me. Wear something else. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
No, that is a very good iconic dress. I do love that one.
Absolutely. And you know, when I watched your collection that you have, special dresses and unusual dresses for what I would expect from a US bridal store. And I found that very beautiful. You have wonderful collections. If I ever marry again, which hopefully will never happen, I will hit your store.
Okay.
And, I loved the collection, but that was very, very surprising for me because I expected bling bling, and I expected more, you know, this kind of mermaid style, what we call also the American style. And and then you have so wonderful collections, and you have a great hand for choosing, Ramona, I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, thank you this time for your time and for giving us the opportunity to meet you. And I hope we will do another episode soon, as I have still left so many questions.
I would love that. I am always available. Let me know.
Okay. So hopefully we will see and hear again when it comes to Willkommen zurück zu All About the Dress.